First issue is communications. Please call the first item.
Item 1317, request of Joseph Walsh to address council regarding impacts of illegal camping. This was the other Joseph Walsh show.
Good morning, sir. We're glad to have you.
Good morning. Mayor Wheeler, members of the council, great to be here in the friendly confines of the council chambers. It's been 30-plus years since I was here as a city employee. Again, I'm Joe Walsh. I reside at 4035 Southeast Oak and have for more than 40 years. I'm a member of the Laurelhurst Neighborhood Association and their safety committee, but I'm here as an individual. I'm also a member of a informal group of neighbors and small businesses that's coalescing around this issue of illegal camping. So you can expect to see us here regularly on Wednesdays sharing stories of what we see out on the streets. I want to remind you of three things that you probably already know but need to be talked about on a regular basis. First of all, the extent of this illegal camping in Portland is disgraceful and dangerous. Second, city's response is far too ad hoc. It's better than nothing, but it's still not up to what it needs to be. Third, the city and its partners, county and ODOT and others, simply have to do better. No one that I talk to, no one has the least interest in criminalizing homelessness, harassing the homeless, and claiming otherwise really is a distraction from the real issue at hand, which we think is the enabling of a lawless subculture on public property. So the extent there is a tremendous groundswell, obviously, of discontent over the increase in property crime, the health hazards. I've got a packet here with 28 stories from folks all over the east side that we gather just in a couple of days by word of mouth, so you can go through those. In my case, I'm very concerned about these health and livability aspects, but in my own particular case, as a person in long-term recovery from drugs and alcohol, somebody who devotes his time in retirement to the treatment world, I'm talking to folks with a lot more training and experience than I. They're unanimous. For folks in their addiction with mental illness, this is not compassion. For folks who combine their addiction and the mental illness with criminality, it's enabling and it's dangerous. As to the ad hoc nature of the response, a longtime local government employee, more than 10 years with the city of Portland, like-minded folks in our neighborhood association, we spent 6 months trying to get a concerted response to camping on the fringes of Laurelhurst Park. Imagine how it is hard it is for folks who don't have those kind of resources and the kind of savvy with a Rolodex or whatever the current version of a Rolodex is to know who to call and to be persistent. So, but once the Bureau folks got on the same page, police, parks, and PDOT, at the district level, on the ground level, they did a great job. And they also understand and articulate that this is an intolerable situation. They hate seeing their city and their city facilities so ill-used. Third point, we've got to do better. All right, I'm out of time. We have in this packet is a safe zone, a model ordinance, a safe zone ordinance that will allow the city to designate parks, schools, and playgrounds as no camping areas, as in we really mean it this time. So please go through this, and as I mentioned, we'll be back Wednesday after Wednesday talking about this issue. Thank you for your time.
Very good. I appreciate it. And if you're going to be back Wednesday after Wednesday, let me also tell you what would be helpful for us to hear. Because as you know, we are pursuing a comprehensive response around homelessness. This administration, along with the county, has never invested more in prevention, rent assistance, emergency shelter, housing strategies, addiction, mental health treatment on that side of the spectrum, nor has there been a more concerted effort in recent years around what I'm describing as livability issues, enforcing codes, ensuring safety, addressing public health and public safety concerns, environmental concerns. If there is more that you think we should be doing that is not part of that spectrum of services, I'd like to know specifically what. I have this meeting 10 times a day where people tell me they right. see the trash, they see the litter, they have the anecdotal evidence of criminality, but then they never say what I need them to say, which is, what do you want us to do about it that we're not already doing? Are we right track? Or are we the wrong track? And remember, it has to be legal and it has to be constitutional. Right. That I'm always open right. to suggestions.
Better coordination among the city. I'm a long veteran of these silos that exist in our commission form of government. There was good news in your op-ed about these resources. People at the front lines don't know about this. They aren't seeing it. We'll dig into. We can work with your office, figure out where these resources are, where they need to be going.
Good. One moment, Commissioner. Speaking of silos, when I took office, there's a lot of landholders here: the city, the county, TriMet, ODOT, Union Pacific Railroad. There's lots of different organizations and entities that have different rules. We're under the Anderson Agreement, ODOT's under the Carr Agreement, and for the first time we're actually coordinating and trying to find compassionate and effective responses simultaneously. So I feel that's improving. It's not where I'd like to see it yet, but I acknowledge that silo.
More communication about these efforts, the ability to get in and find out what's going on. And again, the issue here is a very small subset of folks who are, in my anecdotal experience, choose this mode. It works. It works for them. It needs to not work anymore.
Yeah, and I look forward to furthering the dialogue, and I appreciate your presence, Commissioner Fritz.
Well, just the further question that I would have for future dialogue: if we were to designate some places where people could not live outside, we would also need to decide where they could, because there are not places. There's not, except in emergency, enough shelter for everybody overnight.
Thank you.
To
be continued.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Oh, one more thing too. The mayor has a website with a single point of contact,
We use it and abuse it.
Have you seen the reporting on what has been done, what is due to be done?
We're following. We're on a ad hoc basis. We're following it, but there is not. And maybe we can learn about where we can see the big picture, where the dashboard is.
If you check the front page of my website, I'll make sure that's there. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next.